Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Kiravu, joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. We have joining us on the line this morning a very special guest. We have Dan Shonka of Our Lads NFL Scouting Services. Mr. Shonka, how are you today?
Doing great. Now we're only one day away from the Scout Super Bowl, it feels good.
Good to have you. What I'm going to do here, Mr. Shonka, is you did some seven-round mock drafts for every NFL team, and this being a Green Bay Packers show, I just wanted to go through a couple of your picks, pick your brain on some of these prospects you project to go to the Packers. You know, obviously, you're not going to get this thing 100% right, but I think it provides a good opportunity to talk about some of these guys. In the first round, you have Michigan State cornerback Darqueze Dennard going to the Green Bay Packers. Packers not really in need of a cornerback compared to other positions. Is this kind of a best player available thing?
Absolutely. We don't expect him to fall down, to the Packers. But if he did at 21, it'd be a great pick. And that something, you know, sometimes, these drafts don't fall the way you want them to. And, but that's why you take the best player on the board. And I think that here's a guy that, say, for instance, Hyde does move into safety, Micah Hyde, then you got a starting corner right there, too. So, it's a type of thing that, the Packers could certainly look at a tight end there if they wanted to, you know, reach for a guy a little bit. But that's the top player on the board. I think you take him at 21.
Second round, you have Colorado State center Weston Richburg. I know some people think he's among the top centers in the draft. Do you fall into that category, that camp?
Oh, absolutely. There's some outstanding centers in this draft. There's no question about it. And Richburg has been a guy that we've been in love with since last summer, doing film on him as a junior, and he really stepped it up against Alabama when they played the Crimson Tide earlier in the year, and he was just outstanding in that game. He's been one of the top centers in the West for the last 4 years.
Are you there, Dan?
Good player. Yeah, and so he's a guy that fits right into what Green Bay's doing, especially after losing Dickerson Smith last year during free agency to Tampa.
In the third round, you have Prince Shembo, a linebacker from Notre Dame, going to the Green Bay Packers. The thing with Shembo, it's been found out he was kind of at the center of the investigation for those Lizzie Seberg suicide, incident that happened at Notre Dame a few years ago. How is that going to impact his stock, and will he go as high as the third round?
I'll tell you, this guy is one of the best unknown pass rushers as an outside linebacker in this draft. And, teams look at all this. Believe me, if that's the only thing in his background, he's in the minority, because you got about 70% of the players in this draft that got domestic, violence, drugs, one thing after another. I think Shembo's kind of down the line in all the red flags and off-field stuff.
In the fourth round, you have the Packers taking inside linebacker Chris Borland from the University of Wisconsin. It was this a case where you saw Chris Borland slide because of recent reports with the shoulder injury? You know what? Why is he a fourth round guy? Is it the height? What, you tell me.
It's all that. Okay. He is a terrific football player first, but I'll tell you, and people can, the fans see things on Saturday. And Chris is an outstanding player. But NFL linebacker coaches, they want guys with long arms that can ward off blocks, They want guys that are taller, so when they drop into coverage, they can jump and slap that ball away and make a quarterback throw up over the top of them. I think a lot of teams see Chris as a first and second down kind of linebacker and not a three down guy. He'll play on special teams, but not in coverage. So, I think that hurts his value a little bit, and like you said, he's got an injury history with those shoulders. And I think that, you know, that's also, in every team grades those a little different at the combine, but the bottom line is Chris is an outstanding football player, but the reality is you got to look at all those things when you're investing in a football player.
We're talking to Dan Shanka of Our Lads NFL Scouting Services here at Railbird Central on Cheesehead TV. Mr. Shanka, in the seventh round, kind of an interesting one here, last pick the Green Bay Packers have. You have them projected to grab Pittsburgh quarterback Tom Savage. Kind of been a lot of rumors swirling about him lately. He was actually invited to the NFL draft, according to his agent. Why the drop for Tom Savage, seeing as, you know, some people think he could go as high as the day two?
Yeah, I mean, he could, but that doesn't mean that's where he should go. Because, every year there's guys that whatever reason, their agent has a good machine rolling out there or what have you. One scout likes a guy, but they go, over the top with their projections. I don't know if you remember several years ago, Kellen Clemens out of Oregon didn't play half the year, and everybody said what a great quarterback this guy was going to be, and moved him up in the second round. He's been a backup quarterback in the league. Savage is similar, very inconsistent. He's a guy that we have as a developmental quarterback. If you can't win the starting job at Rutgers, you have to worry about that. Then he left there, goes to Arizona, doesn't play. He shows instability there, not a real stable situation. He does have a strong arm. He does have size. Now, if that's what you're going to take a guy on the second round, then you probably won't be in this business very long.
A lot of talk around these parts about the inside linebacker situation in Green Bay, because there's probably two guys who are going to come off the board right about number 21, C.J. Mosley and Ryan Shazier. If it simply came down to a choice between those two players, which would you prefer, Mosley or Shazier?
Well, I'll tell you, they both have got some very, very positive things. Now, I would take the reason I would take C.J. Mosley, as long as he checks out physically okay, which we think he will. He's had two surgeries already, but as long as he's okay physically, we would take C.J. Mosley because he's very good in coverage. He's an outstanding run player. And he can be used as a blitzer. He's never going to come off the field. He's one of those every down guys. Shazier is he can play on the inside, covered up in the 3-4, for instance. He got really good speed. He's a pretty good blitzer. And the big difference between the two, besides obviously Shazier's, throwing a foot race, Shazier is going to win it, but is the coverage. I think Mosley, his instincts are a little bit better. His coverage skills are a little bit better. So in our mind, that's what separates the two. And, we've got Mosley as a top 15 pick, and Shazier, we got him down a little bit more. But both are going to play in the league, and both are outstanding players.
We're talking to Dan Shanka. Dan, before we let you go, ourlads.com, your website, what can people find there? Can they get a draft guide? Could you just tell them how to do all those kind of things?
Yeah, in fact, I'll tell you what, Wisconsin is really the state is a big area for Our Lads. And if fans still want to get a draft guide, we'll send them out priority today. Obviously, it'd be a long shot to get it tomorrow, but hey, the rest of the draft on Friday and Thursday and Friday is where the teams are really built anyway. So we'll send out a PDF file to them while they're waiting for their guide. But You can still get it. We still got fans ordering last night, want them overnighted, you know, today for tomorrow. So it's still possible to get a draft guide. And ourlads.com is a great site to get your pro depth charts. We update them. All the NFL teams subscribe to them when we had the, you know, paid subscription. And so it's a very good website for draft information.
He is Dan Shonka. You can follow him on Twitter at ourlads_Shonka. Mr. Shonka, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your insight, your thoughts on the NFL draft. We've had you on a couple consecutive years now, and you always provide the goods.
Thanks
a lot, Dan. Dan Shonka of OurLads.com joining us here at Railbird Central, talking some football. Had a couple little issue there with the connection, but we got a very good interview with Dan Shonka, so we appreciate that. Very interesting, I thought, his Packers 7-round mock draft going with Darqueze Dennard in the first round. The Packers, the Michigan State cornerback. And you know what? I've kind of thought that myself. He's kind of a guy who could be there when the Packers are on the clock at number 21. It certainly wouldn't be surprise me if Dennard was available. And you know what? He's going to be among the top options available if you are going to go best player available. Now, it depends on who else is there. I have a hard time seeing them going after Dennard if, you know, Mosley's there, Shazier's there, Kelvin Pryor's there. Those kind of guys. I wouldn't take Dennard ahead of them. And in fact, you know, kind of speaking of corners here, had a conversation with our own Zach Cruz here at Cheesehead TV on Twitter just yesterday. And you know, kind of speaking of cornerbacks, we were talking about Kyle Fuller, the cornerback from Virginia Tech. And we wondered, if he were available, could he at number 21 overall be the Packers' draft choice from another BPA, best player available perspective? The Packers don't exactly need a corner. They have Sam Shields. They have Tremont Williams. They have Devon House. They have Casey Hayward. They have Micah High. You know, they got five guys right there that are all, you know, worthy of playing time. Now, that's not to say you can't look toward the future. You know, Tremont Williams only has 1 year left on his contract, so he's going to be out of there. I think, does Devon House only have 1 year left on his contract, too? So, you know, there's certainly concerns there that you have to think about the future. And you know what? Talking with Zach Cruz, you know, have to wonder, a guy like Kyle Fuller, you know, is he going to be too good to pass up? And a guy, say, that there is such a hole at the safety position in Green Bay, could you do something like move Kyle Fuller there for a season? You know, put him there at the safety spot at, you know, next to Morgan Burnett, and basically have him fill that. And then say, when Tremont Williams moves on after 2014, presuming that's the case, and I don't think that would be certainly out of the realm of possibility, you know, then move him to cornerback. Because I think he's a better cornerback. I think the closer you get Kyle Fuller to the line of scrimmage, the better off he's going to be. He's physical. I think he can get in guys' faces as a cornerback, you know, lining up with them. He's a little undersized in that, well, he has good height. He's 6 foot, which is perfect, but he's only about 190 pounds, or at least that's what he weighed in at the NFL Combine. You know, but he's expecting to play cornerback, though, and, you know, want to keep those pounds down to increase the speed. You know, the less weight you're carrying around, the faster you can run, obviously. But, you know, if you're going to be banging your body around, you might want those extra pounds for, you know, a little bit of extra padding, a little bit force behind your hits, things like that. But I guess I feel that, you know, he's only 190 pounds, but at 6 foot, you know, he's got the frame to add a little bit if need be. So I like that as well. Kyle, you know, absolutely a physical presence at Virginia Tech. And you know, he's not the fastest guy in this year's draft class, but he has more than enough speed to get the job done. And yeah, he's going to be a real interesting one if he is available. Dennard, I see it as less likely because Dennard is more your pure cover cornerback, a guy who's I don't think is really going to play the slot. I mean, he could in a pinch probably, but he's more the guy you want on the perimeter of the field because he does have that good speed. And he's got those elite ball skills. He's a lockdown type of corner who's going to shut a guy down. That's what you got in Dennard. And I just think Kyle Fuller is a little more versatile because he can be a perimeter corner, but he can also, you know, move inside to the slot. He could probably play safety if the Packers had him do that, want him to do that. You know, all those things he's able to do. And I guess, you know, between the two, if they were both available, I would take Kyle Fuller ahead of Darqueze Dennard. That's my opinion. That's my two cents. I know maybe not everyone would fall in the exact same category with me, but that's the way I see it happening and perhaps could happen that way. You know, very interesting stuff here. Just a day away from the start of the NFL draft, and I just wanted to share some final thoughts on the final podcast we'll have before the NFL draft starts. And just by the way, here, folks, this will be the last, you know, morning edition of Railbird Central this week. But that's not to say we're not going to have Railbird Central. It's going to be a case of we're going to have immediate reaction broadcasts after every pick the Packers make, or I should say after every round the Packers pick in. You know, they pick twice in the third round. They got the compensatory draft pick. We'll wait till they have both picks in. Then we'll have the podcast and talk about these guys. You know, so I plan on going on air 7 times over the course of the next, you know, few days of the NFL draft. We're going to have so much listening content for you. It's going to be crazy. Going to have all the contributors from this year's Cheesehead TV NFL Pro Football Draft preview on joining me. You know, every round of the draft, we're going to have somebody different come in, talk football with us, see how these guys fit into the team. It's going to be a great time here at Cheesehead TV. We're going to have the live blog up, the Cover It Live, so you can follow along in real time, comment on these guys, ask questions, and just chat with other Green Bay Packers football fans about what's happening, what's taking place. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure to join us then. But again here, talking about some thoughts here, some last thoughts before the draft takes place. And here's an interesting one. It could be a case of pick your poison for the Green Bay Packers in the first round of the draft. From the perspective that, you know, I think a lot of people have identified the biggest needs on the team. And that's not to say the Packers always address, you know, based upon need. Many times they don't. But, you know, they need help at safety and inside linebacker. And it could be a case of pick your poison from the perspective that, let's say the Packers take an inside linebacker. It doesn't matter who. C.J. Mosley, Ryan Shazier, everybody's got their own opinions on these two guys. I'm a Shazier guy, but I get it. I get the Mosley perspective. I wouldn't be, you know, sad at all if the Packers took C.J. Mosley in the first round. But regardless, let's just throw out a scenario here. The Packers take one out of the two, Mosley or Shazier. Now, all of a sudden, by the time the next Packers draft choice comes around, there might not be those good safeties on the board anymore. Kelvin Pryor might be gone. Ha-ha Clinton Dix might be gone. Deion Buchanan might be gone. Jimmy Ward might be gone. The kid out of Florida State, Terrence Brooks, might be gone. So there's five safeties there. Possibly, and again, obviously no guarantees here, but possibly all five of those guys gone by the time the Packers on the board with the 53rd overall pick. And conversely, let's say the Packers address safety in the first round. They get one of those five. They get Kelvin Pryor, Clinton Dix, Deion Buchanan, whoever. You know, then you're looking at a case, 53rd pick, the inside linebackers are gone. Gone is Mosley. Gone is Shazier. Then you're at a point where Chris Borland is the best guy, and he's got these question marks. So it's a little bit of pick your poison, like I say, in that it's not exactly a great situation here for the Packers addressing both or being able to get two elite guys. It's really, really difficult for them. You know, it's going to be a situation where they can get one out of the two, but not both. And hey, all of a sudden they pick a wide receiver or a tight end instead. And then, you know, they may not get a single inside elite inside linebacker slash, you know, safety, what have you. It's going to be tough. But that makes you think, could the Packers, you know, pull off a trade and do something like, I think the best thing to do would be stay put at 21. Take whoever it is you're going to take. You're going to get a good player at 21. I very much think they can get there's probably a handful of like a half dozen guys I think the Packers could end up taking. C.J. Mosley, Ryan Shazier, Kelvin Pryor, Kyle Fuller, Odell Beckham. Those five come to mind as being potentially there and possible Packers picks. Maybe guys who are a little less likely would be Deion Buchanan, Clinton Dix. It just doesn't seem like Clinton Dix will fall that far. I'm not a big fan to begin with, and it doesn't seem like he's going to fall that far as well. Austin Seferian Jenkins being an outside choice, maybe. But yeah, I mean, those are the guys who I think will be there and the guys the Packers will consider. So does it work out that way? You never know. You never, never know. I made my official Packers first round prediction yesterday. If you just scroll down on the page there at Cheesehead TV, you can see that I predicted Ryan Shazier to go to the Packers. I think that's what's going to happen. But getting back here to the whole trade scenario, I digress. You know, they stay put at number 21. And then in the second round or late first round, they trade up. They get rid of, say, their extra third rounder. They give up their second and a third to get an extra first or early second. You know, that could be the way they get one of these good, you know, either inside linebackers or safeties that are still on the board. And then the Packers still have their compensatory third round draft choice, which is, you know, you have that in your back pocket and it perhaps makes it a little bit easier to wheel and deal. Or another thing they could do, the Packers trade down in the first round. Let's say they're at number 21 and they got a team who wants to come up and grab the quarterback that fell. You know, Johnny Manziel fell in the draft. Some team wants to take him at number 21 overall. Well, the Packers end up trading down. They trade to, you know, I don't know how far they would drop or who's interested. You know, maybe it's the guys at the beginning of the second round that want to get that, quarterback before he comes off the board. could be a case where the Packers drop to early round two and then they pick up an extra third round pick, let's say. So the Packers would have two second round draft choices, essentially, but then they pick up some extra third rounders. You know, they got three third rounders then. So you got five picks on the first 2 days of the draft. Now, albeit you're taking a chance where you're by that time, Mosley's going to be gone. Shazier's going to be gone. A couple of the safeties are going to be gone. Hard to say who's still left on the board early round two. But you do pick up, again, the extra third round pick. You got five choices overall. You know, by the end of the second day of the draft, you could have a safety, inside linebacker, tight end, wide receiver, and a center. You know, that would be pretty nice situation, wouldn't it? Filling all the needs that the Packers have, or at least their biggest needs. That would be pretty sweet. Again, you may not get all your top preferences at those positions. You might not get the number one guy at their respective position. But having five choices in the first 2 days, that's some pretty good talent there. You're getting exactly what you probably want in terms of addressing needs, or at least filling most of them. It's definitely interesting to think how it all could play out, all the possibilities. I see it being very unlikely the Packers end up trading up in round one. I can't see him doing it. Maybe if a guy like Mike Evans of Texas A&M drops, he would be the only guy I could see the Packers being interested in trading up for, because he's so good. So good. You know, Brandon Marshall of the Chicago Bears, good. Kelvin Johnson of the Detroit Lions, good. I mean, maybe not that good. Kelvin Johnson's pretty darn good. Megatron. But he's in that conversation, in that category. Mike Evans is that good. Terrific guy. Young, up and coming. Grabs the ball at its highest point. I think Mike Evans made Johnny Manziel more than Johnny Manziel made Mike Evans. Kind of a chicken or the egg argument there. I suppose they're both very good players in their own right. It just seems to me that, you know, there were times when Johnny Manziel would throw that football up for grabs, and Mike Evans, being so tall, would kind of bail him out, just be able to leap up and come down with the football. That's the way I see it, but, you know, it's not to take anything away from Johnny Manziel. He's a playmaker, I'll give him that. You know, there's been comparisons to Brett Favre in that the way they play the game, just kind of, you know, slinging it, although Favre has the stronger arm and is much bigger and taller and all those things, but there is a gunslinger mentality to both of them. Very, very two different types of quarterbacks, but still have that same persona a little bit. Here we are on a Wednesday morning. Last night, I suppose here just worthy of mention before we go off air. Last night, the annual An Evening with Aaron Rodgers Mac Fund benefit took place. Aaron Rodgers apparently invited the guys who helped him win the NFC North Division Championship, beat the Bears Week 17 this past year. The guys who were the key players in that last-minute touchdown, the heave to Randall Cobb, and then the key block by John Kuhn, having to block Julius Peppers on that play. They got together last night for a benefit. A charity auction took place. You know, they hold this Q&A. Kind of a black tie affair. I don't know a black tie affair, but, you know, the type of thing that people come and pay a lot of money for, and they dress up for it. I don't know the exact attire rules and etiquette there, but they're doing it for a good cause, for the Mac Fund to fight childhood cancer. So that it's very cool that they all got together and did that. I know you can find articles about it in the mainstream media today. I believe Lori Nickel of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel wrote some stuff in over at JS Online. You could check it out there. And they talk football too. So really cool stuff there. Glad they're doing it. Glad to see guys from the Green Bay Packers being involved in the community and using their platform to do good deeds, raise money for a good cause. So really, really cool there. But hey, folks, that's going to do it for a Wednesday morning edition of Railbird Central and the last edition of Railbird Central before the NFL draft. It's so cool, so exciting. Glad that it's finally almost here. We don't have long to go. So hope you'll join us for our coverage here at Cheesehead TV all weekend long, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, live blogs every day, articles, podcasts, you name it, we've got it. So make sure to join us. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. But thank you to Dan Shonka of Our Lads NFL Scouting Services for joining us on the show. We're glad to have him. We'll see you later, folks. I leave you today with the brand new released album from the String Cheese Incident. This song is called Colliding. We'll see you later, folks. Go Pack, go.